say that.
Are we live right now? How long has it been since we've been live? Like, I don't even know. Why does it always feel like a million years? Was it just the weekend?
It was the weekend.
That's it? The weekend was 1 million years long?
Wait, were we here on Friday?
Wait.
I don't even remember.
What? Wait, what? Wait. Excuse me. Have we been here before? You say? So you say... Have we been here before?
You just keep going.
I just want to be a wise owl, man, one day, you know?
What?
A wise owl.
What's that?
You guys don't realize, like, in fairy tales and whatnot, the owl is always wise.
Always wise, yeah. Okay.
That nocturnal, he got the little glasses on. Mm-hmm. He sees everything. You know the eyesight on an owl, Will?
No.
Come on, Will. You know the eyesight on an owl. It's no joke.
I only know stenographers.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, you're just unhappy we weren't rolling on that moment.
Yeah.
And
I was so impressed.
With yourself.
Yeah. Is that you? Or who you want to be?
Yes, I am the wise owl. Welcome. I will show you the way. Yeah, I don't know why the owl is wise. All these animals, they all got their own different characteristics. You know, the fox is sly, mm-hmm. the owl is wise, the lion is courageous, brave.
Right.
What's
the fish?
An idiot.
You pictured a goldfish, didn't you?
No, I just felt like responding with something stupid.
Right.
I'm trying to think of some others, though, where you have a correlation between a particular animal and characteristic.
Like dog and loyal.
But I don't want to say jackass.
Well, there you go.
I think we're there.
What comes to mind? Sloth?
That's rude. What was that? Cool. Remember we found that one animal called the sloth bear, but it actually wasn't slothy at all. It was terrifying and quick.
Yeah.
And we saw the video clip of it attacking. Whoa. Yeah, fighting a tiger.
Just, what are you guys talking about?
You were here, Mo.
No.
Mo. No. Yeah.
Although it looks kind of...
friendly over there. Yeah, well, maybe they just found the one clip. But look, I mean, go toe-to-toe with a tiger. You got to be serious, man. Mm-hmm. It's no joke. I don't know. Is that Photoshop? I don't know about anything anymore. Shout out, everybody. Don Quixote, Sonic, Michael. I see you guys. Appreciate it. The fact that it feels like a million years since we've been here is probably a good sign. That means that we miss you in the community.
Mm-hmm.
On the table here today, there's some Ritz mini sandwich crackers, and there's the one with the peanut butter as well, which, by the way, I never even saw that or tried in my life.
Really?
No.
But not as a kid? The peanut butter one?
No.
Oh.
No, I never, not that I can remember. I don't know. Maybe I should make notes of these things. Maybe I should have a diary or something.
And we're going to do a strange matchup. Today.
Oh,
a strange
like
mashup.
Head to head?
Mashup, yeah.
Mashup. Yeah, because Oreo put out the collab, the extreme collab from the previous episode. Mm-hmm. And then Will, who's been inspired by Mo, decided to go out of his way. Can they see this on their camera or no?
No, they can't. Oh. I have to go wide, but.
All right, whatever, it's fine. He did the mashup of the Ritz, like DIY mashup.
Mm-hmm.
Because. Well, this was limited edition on their website. You just can't get it, I guess. This Oreo Ritz cookie that they made. But we're going to get the same flavors because what they did is they did the Ritz cracker, the peanut butter filling. Then you got the icing from the Oreo and then you got the Oreo cookie. And now that he has this combination over here, it means we can do the exact flavor profile. Without the need to get the limited edition, although I love the packaging and I wouldn't mind it.
Uh-huh.
So, if, I don't know, Oreo, you want to send it over, we'll definitely check it out. But, or Ritz, I don't know who's more involved. Well, it's Mondelez, one of those conglomerates. Hello, conglomerate. Yeah. We're open for discussions.
So this one, the official one, is peanut butter.
Yes.
But we also have cheese. So we're going to try that as well.
Well, the cheese one, I see this everywhere. I can't go anywhere without this because in my house there's that little packet.
Mm-hmm.
The little tinfoil packet looking thing,
mm-hmm.
which you would buy and then it would go into a lunch bag or something. Like my kids will eat these every so often. So, so that one I'm familiar with, but then the peanut butter, but we'll do it all. We'll do, we'll do the most dangerous combination, which is the cheese cracker and the Oreo combo at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most dangerous combination. Anyway, that's going to be in a couple of moments. Shout out JP's. First, we're going to talk about this Google Pixel 7. Apparently, we got some screen specifications that are leaking out. And this device, Google I.O., they didn't say that much about it, right? They were more focused on the Pixel 7 rather than the Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this relating to both the 7 and the Pro? Because now I'm seeing the slash in the headline. At the 2022 I.O. Developer Conference held on May 12th, Google previewed a series of hardware products, including a new generation of flagship models, the Pixel 7 series. This series will be official later this fall, according to reports. The Google Pixel 7 will support 1080 by 2400 resolution with 90 hertz refresh. Interesting. However, the 7 Pro goes up to 1440 by 3120 and 120 hertz refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is good.
Which is good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because at that level, if you want to put the flagship word on anything, it's got to be 120, Mo. Mm-hmm.
Or at least adjustable.
A guy like you can't go on with your day without it.
No.
You don't even get up in the morning for 90 hertz.
No, I don't.
You say you can't get me out of bed for 90 hertz is what you say.
That's what I say every morning.
Your wife's like, come on, we got to go.
I was like, but is it more than 90 hertz?
She's like, we made
again,
this
with this 90 hertz.
She's like, we made this commitment. Like we told them we were going to be there.
Right.
And you were like 90 hertz.
Yeah, that's me.
This commitment is a 90 hertz caliber commitment.
So I guess I'm not in the market for the Pixel 7.
No, I don't know. At 90, you start to 90 is the point at which you start to see an enhanced smoothness. I think the jump from 60 to 90 is probably more immediately obvious than 90 to 120.
Right.
Which is probably why some manufacturers hit that stopgap at one moment and decided it was some sort of reasonable compromise. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Charles. Information comes from the Android Open Source Project and 9to5 Google. They found Google has created two new display drivers. The Google Pixel 7 codename is Cheetah. While the Pixel 7 Pro is codenamed Panther. You know, somebody asked me the other day in my life. They said Pixel 6 Pro. Am I getting it? That's what people do. They just come up to me and say stuff like that.
Okay.
And I said, if it was me, I would say yes. But Willie Do took a dump on it. He came in here and took a dump on it. And now I don't feel comfortable anymore about anything because I'm like, well, there's this dump sitting here.
Hey, man.
I feel like you got to give it a second chance after the way what you did to it here on the show. I mean, you ended its whole career.
So I waited like a couple months after launch to try it out to hopefully iron out the bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
They got the new Tensor chip.
Yeah.
But it's still not there.
Yeah.
For like a regular phone to do regular things.
But you're not a regular guy, though. I don't know if any phone can live up to your standard. For modes 120 hertz, for you, it's launchers and custom configuration.
It's only one launcher.
No.
Nothing else.
No, you're running 3-4 launchers
maybe
a day.
Maybe an icon pack.
Maybe an icon pack. You see what you're doing there?
Yeah.
That's beyond the typical. That's the type of guy that would be on a channel like this talking, chatting, touching buttons on his Stream Deck. That's what that type of guy would do.
Well, you should try using the
person who is asking me is doing none of those things. But the person who asked me, they're not doing any of those things that you mentioned.
You probably use it more regular than me.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I didn't use it very long at all. Oh, wait, what are you saying I'm using regularly? No, I have a member Niagara launcher, and then they were very happy, and then they went on Twitter, and they're like, yo, shout out. And I was like, but theirs is quite a bit different. A lot of these launchers, people set them up, and they're kind of just like a prettier thing. This one's totally different in the sense that it's a scrolling launcher, Niagara I'm talking about, which on the Fold is really nice for one-handed on the slim screen. We talked about it on the show before. But you know, I don't know if I went back to a Pixel If I'm on a Pixel, I'm okay with Google's launcher because it's okay. It's clean enough for me.
Like, and I don't. You didn't have any, you know, striking bugs or anything like that?
Nothing striking. I was unstruck. I survived the lightning bolts. Listen, I don't know. Everybody has their own experience, and everyone has their own use cases. And this is exactly why some person can love something the most, and another person can hate it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't hate it, for the record.
Go ahead.
I just think that it's still a bit buggy. Mm-hmm. Now, someone who buys a Pixel 6 might not, go through that. Maybe
somebody's
it's fine.
Somebody's looking for a white noise report from Mo. What's going on?
Oh my God! Yeah, I totally forgot to do this. Remember how we were talking about how like the new iPhone has a white noise machine inside
it? Yeah, you were gonna do. Yeah,
I was gonna do a before and after.
Yeah,
thanks for the reminder. I'll do it. I'll do it this week, but I forgot to do
Dog
it.
Dog ate the homework.
Dog ate the homework. Kovu, add it
Dog
again.
Dog ate the homework.
Dog ate the iPhone.
No, I just forgot, but I'll get to it.
In addition, the Google Pixel 7 will be slightly smaller than the Pixel 6. It will have a correspondingly smaller display panel, 1 millimeter narrower and 2 millimeters shorter. Meanwhile, the Pixel 7 Pro is the same size as the Pixel 6 Pro. I don't know. Maybe they fix it all up with the 7 Pro. Well, maybe they unstrike you and they do everything you want. And
all better.
And all of a sudden you're launching left, right, and center. You can run the 4 launchers you run on a daily basis.
Yeah, I love Pixel phones.
You'll be all set.
I'd definitely like to give it a chance.
Yeah. Maybe they're just angry that you're not using the Google launcher. They're like, come on, dude. This is the best one.
Yeah. Throw some bugs.
Give him some bugs. Maybe he'll come back to the Google. Remember, it used to be called Google Now. Mm-hmm. Google Assistant is good. I've been using a lot of Google Assistant lately with the Android Auto. I got to tell you. Well, let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
Shout out Fotis. You guys, what do you guys know about diesel?
Nothing. I've never had a diesel vehicle.
Yeah, me neither. Although it's cheaper in price.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not always.
No.
Does it balance out?
I've been driving that van around.
It uses diesel.
I'm driving that van around.
Okay.
It takes a little bit of diesel, and I discovered something today as a non-diesel. I have had trucks, but never had a diesel truck, actually. The diesel pump is a disaster.
That's why there's only one?
It's a disaster. Well, it's always such a mess.
Like, physically, like, dirty?
There's, like, fuel all over the thing.
Oh. Some spillage there?
I just reached for the thing, and I got fuel all over my head. I mean, maybe this is probably not the same everywhere.
Right.
But I'm talking about, like? Will, I'm talking about at the gas station, not a pump for your garage. Oh,
it
baby.
Looks normal.
Yeah, no, I bet you there's cleaner pumps, but for whatever reason, it's a low tech tank and a low tech pump in the sense that it really feels like you're just filling up a jug.
Mm.
Like you look in there and you just see the fuel coming up.
Right.
It's not there's
it's like
not
a jerry can.
There's not like a satisfying slot in the same way, at least on the van that I have. But anyway, I don't even know why I care about any of this right now, other than the fact that I have diesel all over my hands. They smell like diesel. Mm-hmm. So I'm just warning you guys.
Okay.
And you know what was funny about it is right beside the diesel was hand sanitizer. Here, have some diesel all over your hand and then sanitize immediately after.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, definitely the opposite experience of like a Tesla or something. Although I realized something else because I've been traveling around just with the various activities and things. There's remember we were talking the other day about how you can charge an electric car off the new F-150 if it has the 7 kilowatt generator in it. Those big batteries we were goofing with when there was that power outage, or we did the video and then there was the power outage and whatever. There's one of those that you can actually charge off of an EV charger.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How sick is that?
So you can fill up at a...
You fill up the battery bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to even call it a battery. It's like they want to call it a generator. It's not really a generator in the way you would... unless it is a generator if you hook up the solar panels.
Yeah.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I saw the 30-amp plug into it or whatever. Brilliant looking stuff. Will's like, where is Lou going today? I just got a lot to catch up on because I was gone all weekend. So I know you want to tickle those buttons over there. You can go ahead and tickle now. We can go to the next story. My bad. DeLorean EV revealed, and it's a four-seater. Surprise. The all-electric reimagining of Back to the Future's four-wheeled co-star resurrects an old DMC plan. I saw this, of course, on social media. What a time to be alive. What a time for a comeback. Mm-hmm. Back to the Future. The era that we're in, all electric, lovely stuff, good looking. These images here, concept, obviously it will. Mm. This thing doesn't exist in real life. These are not photographs, although I know sometimes Mo likes to take a photograph, looks kind of like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, this is just a CG?
Yeah, they're renders. Mm. Those are renders, Mo. But Mo.
But still.
But Mo.
And a four-seater.
Consider your feelings. What do you think?
I like this. I think it looks really cool, especially with the door open.
You like?
I've seen the picture with the doors open.
Yeah, they got the gull wing style doors, very futuristic in the inside. Of course, you have like a portrait style display, a lot of displays, four seater, which is nice.
Which is good.
Which is good, mm-hmm. Some would say. So I can get a couple family members in there and we can boost around.
You getting Taycan feels out of this? I'm getting a little Taycan feels out of this.
Man, there's only so many ways you can make a four-seat car.
Yeah, and make it look as cool as this looks.
As cool as possible.
Yeah.
And these are still renders, and renders still tend to look cooler than eventual
of course.
Products, because unfortunately you have to actually make them. What do they want? They want money from us? Will, is that what they want? Like everybody else, give us $500?
Oh, they put the logo on the side. I know this isn't the final, but they put the logo kind of everywhere. In this render.
What you mean everywhere? Oh.
Underneath the light.
Too many logos. Too many logos.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. Too many. Oh, right up at the front.
Alpha actually, 5 launch edition. What do they want from us, Will? 500? 1,000? 5,000?
Can you guess?
Well, the thing is with these EVs, they try to make it as low as possible. And they're like, we don't care. You can refund. But then they counted it as like a sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or a
reservation.
What do they want? Well, eventually they want 175, mm-hmm. which is...
Is that starting?
Which is high.
Is it high?
It's high. DeLorean EV is targeting a 100 kilowatt hour battery pack that should provide north of 300 miles of range and power a dual motor all-wheel drive setup. It will accelerate 0 to 60 in 2.99. And 0 to 88 in 4.35.
Is this comparable to the Taycan?
No, Taycan is faster than that.
It's faster.
And has longer range, right?
And has longer range, right?
But the door is open.
No. Wait. What's 300 miles in kilometers? That's similar range. Similar range to Taycan. I know it's cool, a little bit cooler, but you're also taking a risk on a company that hasn't made a car in 4,000 years.
480 kilometers.
Well, actually, the original company was AMC, right?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, no, it was DMC? Anyway, this new incarnation of DMC, which shares only the name with John DeLorean's original company, worked with Giorgetto Giugiaro, Ital Design, on the look of the new EV. Ital Design also did stuff.
That DeLorean came
out. Its unique paintless stainless steel exterior ensured that its body would never rust. Oh, they're talking about the original one. It only had 130 horsepower. It's hilarious. Yeah. It was revealed today to those who signed up for early access on the official website. The full public reveal will occur tomorrow, May 31st at 9 p.m., followed by a formal showing. Okay, so we're going to see real life. What I want to know is how much money they want from us to like hold a spot.
Right. What does their official website look like? Can you hit that link in the article?
Official. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Little countdown.
So they don't even want to take our money yet. They'll take our money in
8 hours.
8 hours. And then we'll tell you. Well, I guess we'll be back here. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you how much it is. Maybe we'll do it live. Maybe I'll give them my money live.
Right.
Well, I mean, Mo, it's like they make it like $500 or $600.
I know, yeah.
And then they say cancel anytime. Mm-hmm.
But you don't.
Well, I mean, you can.
You can, but you don't.
You can't. You
keep
don't.
This thing.
You do? I do.
Really?
I don't know.
I think you keep.
I think it's one of those cool ones that is going to take a while to show up.
Of course.
That's why it's so impressive that they're delivering the Lightning already. Because mm-hmm. the track record across other brands for actually delivering electric trucks.
Yeah.
Rivian's delivering.
Mm-hmm. Slowly.
But they had a head start as well on Ford. Yeah. MacBook Air and macOS design changes could be revealed during WWDC. The hype for WWDC is building up. Can you feel it, Will? Can you feel the buildup?
In my loins? Sure.
I want to know where exactly you feel it.
My loins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. We already know that Apple will most likely be revealing iOS 16 and macOS 13. However, what these major operating system updates include remains unclear for now. We've heard whispers about iOS 16 introducing some notable changes to the iPhone. These could include lock screen widget support, always on display, and a notification system overhaul, which I would love to see. Notifications is just one of the frustrating aspects of iOS to me. I don't know if my brain is broken because of Android notifications, and possibly it probably works in reverse where people are conditioned to iOS notifications, but I just can't. I always feel as though it's more cumbersome for me. Now, keep in mind, I get a lot of notification.
Yeah.
And it's just, it feels like extra taps for me dealing with the notification center on iOS. Anyway, it's not the end of the world. It's not like Mo, where I wouldn't wake up in the morning without
right.
120.
Without my 120.
120. No, 90 he doesn't get
up
for.
Oh, yeah. He has standards.
Yeah.
It's Ultra Mo you're talking to.
Oh, yeah. According to a fresh report by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple could announce the M2 chip during WWDC 2022. Along with this SoC, the company could reveal the redesigned colorful MacBook Air that we've been hearing about for months. How colorful can it be? And what color do you want? I guess they could do like the iMac and have all these aluminum...
Anodized?
Yeah, you might be anodized.
Good. Have they done it before?
With the laptops? Yeah, but like way back. Oh, rose gold for sure right now. But I mean, as far as having a whole lineup of colors, it would have been back in olden
days.
Before you were born.
Right, because I'm too young.
Too young, Mo. But this could be nice. I don't know what color you guys want to go for. Blue, pink, green. What's it going to be, guys? If you can't go with silver or space gray, what do you go with?
Green has been pretty popular lately, and I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. The light green or the forest green?
I like the pastel green, but sometimes the forest, like the dark green, right? Like the new iPhone. Sometimes I've been like, oh, that kind of actually looks nice.
Oh, I don't think they'll do a forest. I think it's going to be more pastel like the iMac.
Yeah, I like the pastel green more anyway. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you will?
Yeah, I think I'll take the green. Oh, maybe good. A blue would be a close second.
Okay.
Really blue.
What about you?
Go to the iMac real quick. I just want to see what they offered up, because it could kind of pull together the product lines.
Right, replicate them.
Okay, so there was like an orange as well, like a tangerine.
Red. Red looks kind of
red. They have fairly frequently, and then there's a violet, like a purplish.
You like the carousel?
I'm getting hypnotized right now. I'm just buying iMacs. I will take one of each. They have a way of making these things feel like candy, right? Just give me my Skittles real quick. No, it's not a computer you're spending thousands of dollars on. It's just a Skittle.
Right.
Trust me, you have it. You have the money. I like that. So this green here is almost teal on the back. That's pretty nice. Let me see the purple. And let me see the blue. Even that blue has a little green in it on the back side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably do the blue.
We have the blue one.
Good.
Good.
Mona Lisa. left unharmed, but smeared in cream?
Yeah.
In climate protest stunt? Mo, are you outraged?
These protests have been very, like, bizarre to me. Like, they're not... I don't understand how Mona Lisa has anything to do with the climate stuff, but...
Gluing your hand to like a Starbucks table?
Yeah.
Are you a big protest guy, Mo?
I don't mind a protest, but I just don't see the connection. You don't like my protest answer?
I don't mind a little weekend protest. I don't mind. Mona Lisa was left shaken but unharmed on Sunday when a visitor to the Louvre. Louvre. Go ahead, Mo. Give it a shot.
Louvre.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You've been before?
You're so Canadian. The Louvre.
Louvre. Il mio de Louvre. Da Vinci Code or something?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, Tom Hanks? It was like a huge... Did you read the Da Vinci Code? There's just people on the beach reading this book. People were freaking out. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that anymore in 2022. There's no Da Vinci Code in 2022.
You mean read a book?
No, just like one thing that... doing at once.
Yeah.
Nobody's it's doing anything like together anymore.
Viral videos. Everybody's watching the Johnny Depp and Heard thing.
Oh, that's right. I'm not even watching that.
Yeah, but you also didn't read the Da Vinci Code. So.
I didn't read the Da Vinci Code. or see Titanic.
Right.
Tried to smash the glass protecting the world's most famous painting before smearing cream across its surface in an apparent climate-related publicity stunt. The perpetrator was a man disguised as an old lady who jumped out of a wheelchair before attacking the glass. Maybe this is just nuts to me, posted the author of a video of the incident's aftermath that shows a Louvre staff cleaning the glass. He then proceeds to smear cake on the glass and throws roses everywhere before being tackled by security. The Louvre was not immediately available for what? Is this art? Is this...
This is an NFT now.
Is that what's going on?
No, I don't think so. I think the person's legitimately protesting something, but I'm just not sure. The message is not clear to me. Like, if you're protesting, your message should be clear.
Really?
I think so. But wouldn't it be more effective?
This is just shock value. It's like you read the title of this, and it's just like, oh, the Mona Lisa's harmed.
Unharmed.
Oh, it's a climate protest stunt. And then you immediately think about climate.
Well, I'm sure that there must have been some element that, like a reason why Reuters wrote that. The person, did they say something else? Like, why? How do they know what it, is there?
What?
Well, I'm just saying, to write a headline like that, I would presume that there's evidence.
As to what his motive was. Is.
Yes. Yeah. It's just a really short article. Unless there's more underneath there. Oh, there we go. Another video posted on social media showed the same staffer finishing cleaning the pane while another attendant removes a wheelchair. Think of the earth. People are destroying the earth, the man dressed in a wig said in French in another video posting that showed him being led away from the Paris gallery with the wheelchair, indicating that the incident likely had an environmentalist motive. There you go. Okay, play the sensitive media, Will. Here it is. What is that painting worth? $1 billion? Well, there's glass over top of it. I mean, it's still intense. It's crazy that that was sensitive material. It's just somebody wiping.
It was very bizarre.
It's still intense, though, because you know what that's worth. You know that's one of a kind.
Yeah. It's worth $900 million US.
It's kind. Did I say a billion? Did I say a billion? And after this stunt,
but no one can buy it.
No, that they're just saying the last time. I guess it was at auction or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Taking inflation into account, it would be worth $900 million in last year.
Probably a billy now. Inflation, exactly. Taking inflation into account, that's a billy now.
Yeah, for sure.
Mo, you would know.
Yep.
What'd you buy Tesla at?
Oh, Tesla's up today.
Tesla is up. We're creeping. Rainbow? We're coming back up.
Are you? Who's we?
Tesla and other Tesla shareholders. Herald holders.
Like Dave Lee.
Wow.
I don't think he is.
So you are we?
Yeah, we are we. Like,
whoa! You're a big protest guy?
Yeah. I don't mind a protest.
You want to try?
Try what?
Stuff, the Oreo?
Oh, now is the time. Oh, wow. Willie Do producing the show. Producing the show. Okay, so just a quick recap. We have Ritz, we have Oreos, we have Ritz with the cheese inside, and we have Ritz with the peanut butter. We are recreating the viral sensation and sold out Oreo Ritz combo the food company Mondelez put together as a collab to mash up unexpected flavors. So I guess at first I'll do it the way that they did it. So that's this one, the peanut butter mini sandwich with an Oreo. That's the way they did it. And then we're going to get crazy and do the cheese one as well.
I think they're the same size.
Yeah, you got mini for both. So yeah. It's going to be perfect. All right. I've never had this this peanut butter one in and of itself. So that's already...
Are you going to do a taste test first?
Of just?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this I know is going to be good because you have chocolate and peanut butter and icing and, you know... This is no issue here. I mean, combining these two. Oh, God.
Killing us, bud.
Okay, so there we have this box is open. And, oh, this one's even more. ASMR.
The tingles.
Let's have some Oreos together. Oh, man. Okay.
So sexual.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, I'm going to take one mini Oreo.
Yep.
I have one mini Oreo. It's a little sideways. That's fine.
You got to get a correct one.
Really? Wait, am I actually going to try to make the sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. Okay.
Because it's half of one.
Yeah, you're right. Half of the other. You're right. Okay, so I'm going to have to remove one side there. And one side there. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I actually kind of like the too. I kind of like the mini aspect because it's like less of a commitment. Uh-huh. I've got this little bite size situation. Okay, so I've done it exactly the way they've done it. Let's go ahead and give it a try.
Oh, it's a pretty good crunch.
It's fresh.
Him thinking about it.
Guys.
Is this a game changer or what?
Guys, this is delicious. What are we doing? Guys, come on. Let's get it together here. This is obviously delicious.
Is it?
Yes, it's delicious. Come on.
With the salty and the sweet.
Yeah,
and wow. The mashup of cream and peanut butter.
Because peanut butter itself is already salty sweet, right? The whole Reese thing that's going on.
I'm a big peanut butter Reese guy. Huge peanut butter
Reese
guy.
Keep it together. Yeah. Tell me about the peanut butter, Lou. Tell me about that peanut butter. So that's delicious. It honestly tastes kind of like... It kind of reminds me of ice cream. Like maybe like cookie dough. There's something great going on there.
Okay.
And you're not going to go wrong with that. This one is way riskier. The cheese cracker. The cheese cracker combo is a riskier move. And it's, by the way, it's not the one in the collab, and it's not the one they've recommended. And I don't know if they'll ever do the collab. Mm. But you wouldn't normally have cheese and chocolate in the same cracker sandwich.
Although Kirk told me it's a thing.
What's that?
Cheese and chocolate.
Like,
it's like a thing.
Together? Like in the same product?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it in the same product.
Mm. Let me look it up.
One thing, these bags are quite serious getting them opened up. My goodness. I mean, they're both delicacies. Like I wouldn't mind eating them one after the other, but like in a sandwich together. I don't know if I've ever seen it. Chocolate covered cheese. You know what they do with the chocolates as well? They do the spicy in the chocolates. Have you had that before?
Mm-hmm.
Where they put like pepper.
Yes.
Or cayenne or whatever in the thing.
Don't mind it.
No, I don't mind it either. I think it's kind of complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time I had a really spicy hot chocolate. Did you ever have that? Like a hot chocolate, like a drink, but spicy?
No.
Okay, here we go. This is the crazy combo. It is the half Oreo, half cheese Ritz.
Okay.
The riskiest move in my life. I don't know. I hope I survive. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
A lot more thinking.
The cheese is not... Oh, yeah, I guess cheesecake is cheese with sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah, but no chocolate.
Yeah, you can have a chocolate cheesecake, obviously.
Can you?
Of course. What are we doing?
Never had that before.
What are we doing? End the show. Are you kidding me?
Chocolate. It looks exactly like a cheesecake, just chocolate.
Chocolate cheesecake is delicious. Oh. The cheese on this situation gets lost. I can't. It barely comes out. Yeah, it barely comes out next to the Oreo. The peanut butter actually contributes next to the Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese, I can't even catch a note, a flavor note.
Just nothing, huh?
I'm looking at you.
Right.
Okay. So definitely go for the peanut butter one if you want to make this yourself.
Can you imagine anybody doing this?
Yes, everyone will be doing this. And so they don't have to have the limited edition one.
Right. But if this sells, they for sure just make it a product. That
I feel like now I got all these tops left over here. Why do I have extra tops?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, I don't.
There you go. Does that taste anything? It tastes better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could just do the cracker portion, but the cookie portion is fine. Mm-hmm. The rich cracker is already pretty sweet. I bet you there's sugar in there. I bet
you. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, in the chat, they say, like, Better With Rum says, I'm 100% doing this.
Wow.
So. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Cool.
Sticking with food for a second, somebody over at Insider tried Arby's new burger and found it surprisingly delicious, but it probably shouldn't exist. That's a little bit rude. That looks like a good burger, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Wagyu in a burger.
Yeah, at a fast food joint.
None of it sounds real.
Yeah, it doesn't.
None of this sounds believable, but the burger itself, the picture looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
At least that picture.
Arby's new burger is a chain's first, and it's larger than a Big Mac. It tasted great, but the texture was off. And I don't want a pink fast food burger. It's too big and expensive to make sense for most customers. Arby's just introduced its first ever burger. The Wagyu Steakhouse Burger, available in 3 versions. Hmm. The chain has been promoting the burger heavily. I haven't seen that, but there's not a lot of Arby's around here.
No. There isn't.
Although I passed one, I was in Aurelia.
Oh,
there's one in Aurelia.
Wow, it's surviving in Aurelia.
There's one in Aurelia, and there's one in, because I go to all these tournaments. I know what every town has.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Oshawa.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll notice the sign, because I'll be like, damn.
Because it's rare.
There used to be one near here.
There's one in Peterborough.
See what I mean? It's on the outskirts.
Yeah. But they're big in America, right?
But then they do all the advertising, and it's not even... Like, they're advertising to you, Mo.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not even close to one.
Well, actually, you kind of are.
Oh, really? Yeah,
you kind of could... you could make a little day trip.
Could you imagine I go more north to do stuff?
For an Arby's sandwich? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway... So they got this burger, and it's a really fancy burger for a place like Arby's. This person ordered the deluxe and bacon ranch variation. Now I'm guessing because it's a Oh, here we go. The burger is made of a blend. 52% American Wagyu and 48% ground beef, Arby said. That's a high percentage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
I was impressed at first look. The burgers come with American cheese, lettuce, red onion, pickles, and special burger sauce on a brioche bun. It looked and smelled great. That looks good, guys, no?
Yeah.
Will.
I don't mind that.
Will, are you traveling to this place for this?
I just might.
Arby says the burgers are 6.4 ounces each, 50% larger than a McDonald's quarter pounder.
They got to start putting these in boxes.
Really?
You know, like
McDonald's does it, you know?
Go ahead.
It's such a clean eating experience, and your burger doesn't look like it's smushed in tinfoil.
The box?
No, I'm saying the box versus the tinfoil or whatever this thing is wrapped in.
Yeah, but
in.
The box, you got to use two hands.
Yeah, you're right. But that's okay. I don't mind using two hands. I just don't want to have to, like, it's a wrap at that point.
Don't get me started on wraps.
I know.
Don't get me started on wraps. There's a way to eat it. There's a way not to.
Yeah.
Mo.
But you don't think that this...
Easy.
You open the McDonald's box, and then you put the fries in at the other end, and you got your own plate.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, it destroys the environment, though.
Does it? Like, more so than this?
I thought you were a protest guy.
Right. I got to protest about this.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow, they used the cooking method here. Sous vide?
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, Will.
That's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost...
Especially for fast food, because it...
For fast food, yeah.
It takes a while.
Oh. It's like a low boil. Mm-hmm. Like, they put it in a plastic bag.
You can, like, really control the temperature of your meat that way. It's really cool.
It keeps the burgers pink at the center, but I guess it's a little safer because you know the minimum temperature of the whole thing without having to constantly check with a thermometer.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely don't want to overcook Wagyu beef.
Right? No. Well, sure, but you're at a fast food place. You're trusting the employee there.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Right.
This is why
I'm sure they reach temperature and then they have to sear it, right?
Yes, they do sear it.
So
no, but I'm just saying it's not a thing you've ever been served before, a pink burger at a fast food place.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be cooked through.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little...
So I want Will to try this for me.
Hey, I'll try
it. I gotta go to Aurelia to get this burger.
Well, it's not that... Dude, it's worse for me to do it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. No, but by the time the burger gets here...
Wait.
What?
I might be this coming weekend.
Oh.
I bet you where I'm traveling to. I'm not gonna say where it is,
obviously.
But I bet you... I'm gonna guess, based on the type of town I'm going to...
Oh, wow. There are really none near...
No, they like to be outside of Toronto. They don't want to be in Toronto.
Mm, I wonder why.
Oh, there's techniques to it, man.
Okay.
There's techniques to it. Yeah. The people who really want it, they'll travel.
Mm-hmm.
Like day us. Trips.
It's worth it.
Oh, man. Anyway... yeah, so it's a big burger, and listen, if they're doing sous vide, I pretty much trust it. The flavor was good, but the texture was a bit softer and chewier than I'd prefer. Well, which one is it? Chewy or soft? You know what I mean? Soft and chewy?
Can it be?
I don't know. Arby's first burger exceeded my expectations, but I still think it shouldn't have been attempted in the first place.
What?
Why? They have 3,000 locations, is known for roast beef. Oh, the burgers are add unnecessary complexity to Arby's operation, which isn't set up for grill. Well, I don't. Okay.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
He's like, this is too good to be Arby's.
He sounds like an investor, actually. Yeah, right. He's starting to sound like you, Mo. Yeah. Mo's driving his Tesla and loving it. He's like, mm-hmm. But this feature adds unnecessary complexity to the production. We're like, Mo, don't you just enjoy it? He's like, no.
So the burger is $7.99, which is affordable.
USD.
Yeah, USD.
It would be $10.49 here.
For Wagyu? That's the cheapest Wagyu ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should definitely try it. Or at least get me one so I can try
it. This weekend I can, but I can't get you one from there because I'm out of town, man.
Yeah.
I could do it. I got to convince my kids. I would have to tell them that we have to do
it. They'll eat it.
No, they'll do it, yeah.
Of course, you know them. Who are we kidding?
They'll do it. I visited the world's fanciest McDonald's in Hong Kong. Oh, here you go, Mo. All the boxes you want over there.
It's a fast food type of show.
Seven things that surprised me the most. Oh, there's probably some cool items over there, I would guess. Because McDonald's does it regional. Oh, look, it's like a salad bar going on over there.
Whoa. How so fun. Is it like a buffet type?
I think you here? Can just see the ingredients.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Subway setup.
Build your own salad bar and offered sleek, chic-looking menus to customers. The service reminded me of a quality restaurant. And wow. The elegant interior felt very fancy. Hong Kong's version of popular American fast food chains are sometimes better than the original ones in the U.S. For example, the city is famously home to the McDonald's Next concept, a version of the fast food franchise that strives to be modern and progressive. I visited the location. Here are seven things that surprised me. The build-your-own salad bar was one of the first things I noticed. I like DIY. What do you guys think? You know, you could go to some burger places and all the ingredients are right there. And then you say, I want that and I want that. Do you like to see that?
Yeah. But where do they do that? Oh, Harvey's.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably other places they would do it. Well, let's even talk about, for example, the open kitchen concept. Like seeing where your food's being prepared.
Kind of like Burger's Priest.
Right.
Yeah.
Or other restaurants. I mean, all types of restaurants have attempted it. Mm-hmm. I was watching Kitchen Nightmares the other day, and one of the suggestions was a table right in the kitchen. Chef's table or something. I don't know. And mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it would be one table you could reserve, and you could watch everything transpire.
They're cooking around you?
Yes. You're in the kitchen.
Mm. You know what? That's kind of cool.
It's pretty intense. Like, it's almost like entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Dude, where did we go with Brad Hall? Like long time ago, where it was like the kitchen was literally like right beside us.
In the middle of the restaurant?
You were in like the, like a closed room at the back or like a separate room at the back?
No, it was open. Italian restaurant?
Yeah, I think
it was. No, he, you're talking about many times ago. He's talking most recently.
Oh, okay.
Pasta Fazuli's or something? I don't know. Hmm.
So the kitchen was in the middle of the restaurant?
No. It was just like, it was just open. Like there was no doors. Chefs were just cooking.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Shout out Ryan and shout out Perfect Image. Modeled after Chipotle's fast casual concept. Oh, Chipotle, of course. You see everything.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The build your own salad bar has 19 ingredients, including different types of greens, quinoa, and sauces. Customers can take a few minutes to build their own salads while waiting for their made-to-order burgers. Look at these burgers. Look at the toppings you put on. Look at that bun. You never have a bun like that.
Oh, that's a cool bun.
Create your taste kiosk. Well, they experimented with this in North America, creating your own burger and having tons of flexibility over it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, because I did a video with McDonald's ages ago in Manhattan, and it was they unveiled the very first kiosk, and they had high-end burgers. But I think they kind of said what the guy previously about Arby's said. It was introducing too much complexity for their employees, and then wait times were suffering and investors were upset, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I create your own burger, fancy selections. It looks like they also have curly fries at McDonald's. Yeah. Create your taste. I swear it almost looked exactly like that. But do they have any unexpected regional items?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that now. It looks like they got a coffee. They got cold brew, but they're serving it in like a wine glass. Look at that.
Oh.
They had pizza and tiramisu. Get out of here. All right, let's go to Hong Kong then.
Right.
Let's go to Hong Kong. And then the service, you sit down and they bring it to you. It was the same. When I did the video on a place that was exactly the same.
They brought it to you?
Yeah, you get a little transponder and...
It actually looks better.
It looks amazing.
The burgers.
That looks great.
With the little flag.
Yeah.
Cute character.
Inside a box.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
How are things going with your Discord over there, Will? Francis says, I can't wait for the Discord.
Yeah. We'll make it work.
I thought you already did it, though.
I did. Yeah.
So what's the problem? Why can't Francis get in there?
Mods. We don't want raids.
So who's Great. Why can't we get mods? I feel like we could do that.
Well, yeah, I gotta, you know.
It's all right, Will. No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's a lot of work.
Okay.
You're asking me a lot.
Every time I bring this up,
he gets a little defensive.
Holy cow. He's,
well,
he's ready to jump over there and just wring my neck out.
Well, he's doing the work.
I'm just repeating what somebody said in the chat.
I think there's a lot of stuff that's coming down the pipe, you know, working with Fotis as well.
All right. Well, you it's heard a lot. You heard it so. Here. Here we have the most chicken nuggets eaten in 1 minute. 352 grams. That doesn't sound like a lot.
World record? Is it just that bowl?
Wait, 350 grams? That sounds like nothing, no?
It's also the video's not a minute, so I'm not buying it.
What's going on here, Will?
I'm not too sure. I thought it was 352 nuggets. I guess I read that wrong.
Let me see. I want to see the pace here, and then I'll decide what the hell's going on.
And she won an award?
A Guinness World Record. Oh, it's not a minute because they sped up portions of it.
Right, okay.
Okay, never mind.
Is anyone counting?
No.
Emotional. Yeah, I think there's people on YouTube who
beat this
a little faster now. But isn't it weird with the Guinness? They have to show up. You have to hire them to show up to document it,
right?
Or do you? Could somebody else on YouTube beat this? Send them the video. No, they have to be there.
They have to be there.
They have to be there.
Official there.
So, yeah, it's tough, right?
Well, they uploaded it, so it seems like they were there.
But what is 352? Yeah, someone tell me what 352 grams is?
If it's like...
How much is one nugget? Like, this has got... Pounds. That part of it has to be wrong, right?
I think it's...
That's wrong.
I feel like it's wrong.
What is the weight of one nugget?
McDonald's 10 nuggets contain... Oh, this is like...
Oh, okay. 17 grams. Oh, wait. 16 grams. All right, never mind.
So,
I guess it's a lot, but in a minute, maybe a minute seems longer than it is. Maybe that goes fast. Mo, I feel like you can beat this record.
Yeah, let me see how many nuggets it is.
Mo, I feel like on tomorrow's show, you beat this record.
10 nuggets. So, she ate 20 nuggets in a minute.
Around 20, I guess.
Mo, you can beat this record.
Oh, I can.
Yeah, you can, Mo.
I thought about 20 nuggets, and 20 nuggets is hard. I've ordered 20 nuggets before, and it hasn't been a 1 minute meal.
No. Well, why didn't they say that?
Just yeah,
like 20 nuggets, like 352 grams. It's like what?
Are you mad at the metric system right now?
Terrible.
So am I. Just don't get Kirk involved.
Right.
No, listen.
But either way, like, why is this a record? I feel like Matt Stoney or something can.
Well, that's what they just. That's what the top comment said, is that this is easy to destroy. I don't know, man. I don't know anything. Although one thing I know is that Mo can eat 20 nuggets in a minute.
You really think so?
Yeah, man. For the world record.
For the world record, I'll try. I'll give it a shot.
Would you want one dipping sauce?
Play it again. I just want to see the pace before they speed it up.
Well, there's a lot of drinking going on too.
Well, people are saying that the drinking is kind of against the rules, but if she did it, I think you're allowed.
Without drinking would be tough.
No, we need to see it without them speeding it up. I just want to see the pace. Bang, bang, bang.
She's swallowing them.
Well, yeah.
No, like, I mean, like, she's barely chewing some of them.
Yeah, Maddie or Matt should definitely beat this record. Should call him out.
We don't even need him. Mo's gonna beat this record.
I'm not gonna beat this record, dude.
Or Mo, yes.
Mo's gonna beat this record tomorrow. We're gonna get him 20 nuggets, and he's gonna beat this record. He's gonna be the new world record holder.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. To for real though, if you really had to, don't you think you could do this?
20 in a minute?
I mean, this girl just did it.
Yeah, and I'm sure she, like, is good at doing whatever this is.
Okay, like, how much training would you need to eat 20 nuggets in a minute?
I would need to eat 20 nuggets every day for probably a week. And I think
that's suitable training.
I think. Well, but wouldn't you just keep ratcheting it up like you would do 10 in a minute? Like, can you do 10 in a minute?
Maybe. I think so.
Oh, definitely you can.
Yeah. But then 20. And also, like, the further you get, the harder it gets. You get what I mean? Like, the ninth nugget is not going to seem as hard as the 19th nugget.
Will, you can do this.
He's moved on from me. I didn't give him the confidence that he required.
Mo's like, when you consider the nugget. Kirk.
Just break it down.
Can you eat 20 nuggets in 1 minute to break the world record? Exactly. Wow. He said it's the easiest world record in the world to beat. At least attempt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you got to do anything. The nuggets are around the corner.
Right.
And definitely everyone can do 10.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody here can do 10 in a blink. Maybe 30. Not. Maybe we suck. Maybe we're going to get the nuggets right here and I'm going to be chewing on number two. And I'm like, yeah. What? Look at the clock.
Just choke on live.
She did use water though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think if we do it, we can do water.
We could.
No, I don't know because Mo's giving me the weird feelings.
No, we do it. We do it.
Okay.
I'll get it set.
It's set. Set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the famous duck who ran the Long Island Marathon. Wrinkle set a 1 kilometer world duck record.
What is
going on? Will's just got fast food and world records. What is this local news?
The last one was fast food and a world record.
Yeah, or that's it. That's yeah. That's the criteria. It's either fast food, a world record, or fast food and world records. Wrinkle set a 1 kilometer world duck record of 18 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah.
1 kilometer in 18 minutes. This might be more impressive than the Nuggets.
That's no joke.
I definitely can't do
for
that.
A duck.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice those geese and the baby geese at the bottom mm-hmm. of the street there? Mm-hmm. And they're just somehow not dying. Like, they're just all over the road.
Yeah.
But they figured it out somehow.
What do you mean? You can't even remotely get close to them.
Well, I don't try to.
No, but I mean everybody. Like, I was driving on Saturday, and there was geese crossing the road, and there was just a lineup of cars. Nobody was moving. Nobody was trying to move these.
Oh, you're saying just people are really good about it.
Yeah, people yeah. are just like
yeah.
very.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt. But it's a busy street. I keep thinking, man, you got to set up somewhere mm-hmm. else. But anyway, in case you forgot about the famous duck Wrinkle, can't believe I forgot.
Yeah.
Made an appearance on the course at the 2021 New York Marathon. He made another appearance at the Long Island Marathon in New York on May 7th. In the kids' 1K marathon, where Wrinkle clocked the world duck record of 18 minutes. Is there a video of this? Yeah. This duck just goes in a straight line. How do they persuade it? I'm curious. Oh, and it has sneakers on as well.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's quite adorable.
Well, it would have to. Oh, wow. Decent pace.
Oh, that's some speed right there.
Decent pace.
There you go.
Damn. Treats at the end. Yo, imagine you decide this was your thing in life.
You're going to train ducks?
Train the duck
yeah.
to break the record on this.
That's a cute duck.
It is, right?
My thing was, how do you get in a straight line? Because the ducks are usually moving about.
Or right? trying to fly.
But it's always the same, isn't it? You just put a treat over there. It's always the same, isn't it? You just put a treat over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll keep running.
It's funny. It's just simple, actually. Yeah. Like when you get all crazy, because you guys all have these dogs, and it's like the dog training and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just bribing all the time.
Oh, this is passed out.
Yeah.
I throw a treat at his body.
You know, completely. I mean, up. We act all sophisticated about it, but it's just bribery. That's all. Like, it's just pretty straightforward yeah. bribery.
Right.
Of you want food or not?
Do the thing. Hurry up.
I mean, even this duck, it's cute, but then it's also like, you want food or not? Run, duck. He's on like kilometer.
Just sweating.
Oh my. During the training session, he's 3 kilometers in.
There's like a Rocky Balboa montage.
He hasn't eaten in weeks.
Completely ripped.
Run, duck, run. Yeah.
Oh man.
Well.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was just a natural thing. Maybe there's no bribery. I don't know. Maybe duck. It's just a duck likes to run, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, that's an accomplishment, I guess, in terms of training this duck to focus.
Absolutely. No, and I'm joking around. Yeah, of course. I mean, if all it was providing treats, then every dog would be amazingly trained, and they're not. There's techniques to it.
And this was probably for some fundraising, I would assume. It doesn't say in this article.
Hmm.
But it was for the actual marathon.
Well, there's a lot of like sponsors and stuff down there, so I assume something happened with that.
Yeah.
But good job waddling.
Mm-hmm.
A plane evacuation slide activated in a driveway intentionally? These things are so cool. But I just wonder how you even got it there in the first place.
Yeah. It's a small package.
Oh, my.
That's so cool.
Whoa.
Whoa, let's go. That's so cool. Yeah. It's amazing.
That fit in that box.
Amazing.
This part. Whoa.
Bam.
I can't believe how tall it goes.
Whoa, where does all the air come from?
No idea.
So quickly, too.
Some compressor inside, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't design planes and whatnot.
How bad do you want to rip that cord?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like fun. And just run?
Yeah.
You kind of had like a lighting a fire, firework off vibe to it.
You know what kind of, it's kind of sad though too.
I don't know. Why?
Yeah.
No, just...
Oh, yeah.
It's a one-time deal, right?
Like, you can't put it back.
I wonder if they fold it back together. No?
I don't think so.
Like a parachute?
So. I think you're right. I think it might be a one-time deal. Right?
That's in the garbage now.
Right in the landfill?
Well, that's why I'm like, why are you doing the driveway? Where's it, what are you doing with that there?
So it's kind of like a waste.
No. Someone here says they can be reused, but I don't know. The box is all mashed.
You got to return it.
No, somebody says they can get reused, but I don't know. Have you ever tried to like put a tent back in the bag?
Yes. It never fits in like you wanted it to. And somehow I have extra parts. How do I have extra parts?
Millimeter tolerance.
Yeah.
Why don't they just make a slightly larger bag for the tent?
Right. I don't mind a little room. Just let me fit everything in there.
It's kind of weird. I don't know. I guess when people are buying, when they're shopping, they probably want the smallest looking package possible. They're right. Like, that one's good for us. We can fit it. But then it's a nightmare for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's a tank of compressed air. No, shut the hell up, Will. Shut the hell up.
There's no way.
Will, what happened to you this weekend?
This was on Reddit, and it was like,
I know, but what is it, like World Record Day or something?
I don't know.
You didn't notice when you were compiling this that you had 17 world records?
No, I didn't.
And 15 fast food stories?
It's a Monday.
Okay,
it is a Monday.
Here is the world's oldest living dog, Pebbles. Guinness World Record Certificate, 22...
It's Jack.
Hey, man. What did he say?
Jack's Casper.
Oh, Jack's Casper. I thought you were saying it looked like Jack. Yeah, I guess Jack and Casper are going to be together for a while if this dog lived to 22 years. Mm-hmm. 22 years, verified. South Carolina. That's a long age. That's an old age for a dog. Oh, world's oldest.
Yeah.
Again, this what's hard about this is for sure there's people who have had older dogs, but they're not, they've never been measured.
Yeah, this came to mind because we were talking about Pita Pie's dog.
Oh, right.
His dog is like 17.
Right. Yeah. Or did he say that? Or how do you know?
Or about to turn 17. He said
that's old. That's old.
Very old.
Yeah. So maybe goes for the world record eventually.
I wonder what this dog eats to have such a long life.
Somebody in the chat says Yokiro Taco Bell. That's the dog.
That's not the dog.
You remember that?
Yeah. It's a chihuahua.
Mo, was that after you was that before or after you were born?
That's after or before.
Yokiro Taco Bell?
No, I've no
idea. Man, it's crazy. They could have an ad campaign that everybody knew.
Except for me.
Yeah. I wonder if the dog has had an easy run to 22 or if it's been a lot of surgery and medication and pain. I'm curious about that. Because for a dog, 22 is like 100 or something.
Yeah.
And then you would hear some people, they get to 100, no problem. They're just like, I got a routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I eat my oatmeal or whatever I do. I do my jumping jacks. And you're like, damn. And then another person, it's miserable.
They have like a bionic hip or something. It's like everything is cyborg.
Oh, right. They've just, yeah, everything's been changed out.
Yeah.
You need a new set of shocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one.
Here we have a trash cleaning boat, which we love, which is good.
Which is good.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's very efficient.
Ooh. I want some of that action. I need this cool. Just in my life, but for other things. I just want to, whenever there's a
you
mess.
You want a conveyor belt?
Whenever there's a mess, I just want to roll up like this.
For your boxes?
No, everything. My garage, my living room. I just want to gobble it all up.
Just make it go away.
That's right. Start over. It's cool. Yeah, I'm surprised how grippy it is. Because it starts underwater. But I guess it's actually the boat motion towards the mess is necessary. So that the garbage moves up onto the metallic track. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that. I don't know if it's as sophisticated as that other one we looked at, but this looks maybe a little bit more affordable. Do you remember that other one we were looking at?
Yeah, I think Jack was talking about it.
With the tubes around it, right? And it slowly brought things in.
It was like a major unit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're like, this thing will now live at the end of this river.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Just patrolling. This is probably more feasible, more affordable. I'm guessing.
Right.
That rig doesn't look all that complex.
No.
Although it's going to.
It seems very mechanical.
Fill up quickly.
Oh, okay. So just a few trips to shore, I guess.
And then what?
Landfill, I guess.
And then what?
And then back into the ocean.
Oh, well, that's a fun Monday episode. Thank you to everybody who joined us here today. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Thank you for all the super chats. Thank you to Mo. Thank you to Will. How about that taste test as well? We got to the bottom of that. Give it a shot yourself. See what you think. Coming up on a next episode, Mo's going to beat the world record for chicken nuggets in a minute. So that's pretty damn exciting. And then we'll, of course, be on top of everything else that happens in the tech world, including that update on DeLorean. The DeLorean launch, which apparently is going to happen between now and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll probably have a better idea, better look at the actual car, and then a better idea of how you buy one or when they're actually going to put them out. Or
7 hours.
7 hours from now. So we'll be back with an update on that as well. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. See you later.